Good morning, Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek, and we have a 9:30 start time for a budget workshop number two, and we will be starting with information technology. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Commissioners. How are we doing?
Living life large.
That's right.
All right. Any updates from last workshop?
No, I think from last workshop, as far as I know, we're still on track. I was hoping to have an update for you for the Microsoft triannual agreement. There is a potential of about $20,000 in savings, and that's per year. So it'll be $60,000 over that three-year agreement with Microsoft. Okay. We have not finalized those numbers yet.
Okay.
So I can't promise that, but that part is looking good.
Okay.
Actually, sorry, there is one other update. I didn't know I had updates, but I do. there's a possibility that we'll be able to utilize, again, it's not happening until July, but there's a server we've identified that we potentially could use for the VMware, what was it? It's a VMware replacement server platform. And if we're able to use that, that could save us about another $20,000 for an ask there. It's just not completely solidified yet.
Not a done deal. Okay. All right. Okay. Trying to get it back on the screen. All right.
Sorry. There is one more.
Okay.
Public meeting room. The commissioners were able to have some cost savings and do a little bit more for phase one of the public meeting room. So there's another potential of about for phase two that will cost less. I requested $40,000 for the public meeting room for phase two. We might be able to do the phase two for only $25,000.
Whoa!
So okay. That'd save another $15,000 there.
Wow.
Chairman?
Great. Yes.
I just have a question, just general information. Because you handle so many software renewals, mm-hmm. and there's so many parts and pieces, disaster recovery, updates, how that process overall, if you're seeing cost increases or if, as you've indicated, you're able to negotiate potential savings on that, and mm-hmm. if there's an update on AI-generated costs going up or down, maybe just a little bit of feedback for us as a county.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, when it comes in terms of AI integration into anything, obviously we have to be proactive in looking at that. But from what I've seen right now is it's not really even within reach. It's very, very expensive, depending on what you get it packaged with. Now, there's some smaller aspects of specific software that we're able to integrate for a lot less. Matter of fact, we are looking at it's an add-on with GitHub. It's Copilot and GitHub, but it's specific to that environment. It's very cost-effective. However, overall, nothing's going down. It's going to increase over time. So anytime we are able to find some savings somewhere, it's nice. I hate to give it up right away sometimes because of the increases in other software. Sometimes we need to shift to cover those kind of things. But.
Okay. And then I think so. I mean, it makes the news on a regular basis and what happens in your world because it's really the climate there is changing quickly, but I'm not the expert, so I ask the experts. But also, are you seeing compliance with the purchasing side, so the business managers here with departments and offices going through an IT asset tagging with things limiting what hits our network before it's vetted and contracts coming back through IT for renewals on pricing? That's a lot of information, but it's something we've been working to manage and get under IT's umbrella. So where are we at with that aspect?
Yeah, from what I've seen from that, thank you for asking that, Commissioner Van Beek. So from what I've seen with that is I think, honestly, like almost 100% compliance.
Okay.
It's been actually really surprising what all the business team takes care of and can keep up with, especially with all the computer order purchases coming in. But as far as monitors, anything that plugs into a computer, monitors, the computers themselves, printers, scanners, everything's been running through the business team. And yeah, the business team has been doing a great job. I'm happy to say we have found a new team member that's starting Monday on the business team as well, which will help help them keep up with everything, but they're doing a great job. And yeah, everything as far as the other departments and elected official and the offices have been coming through IT.
Yeah. Chairman, follow-up question?
Yes.
And so on the schedule for depreciation, just like Katie sends out and tracks that, we have that. Is our limit for purchasing and tracking still at $250? And then you have a schedule for end of life on how that's managed, either through the computers for kids or the donation or destruction, whatever that is. Everything's on track for those assets in the county?
That's correct.
Yep. Yeah. That's such a great win for Canyon County. And then to have the firewalls protected and not be using workarounds for things going on the network, I just think that's a really big win for your department as the director, and then with just the customer service that's provided by your team to field potential problems, especially in the climate that we're in. So,
yep, yeah. Absolutely.
I would say in general, with other departments and offices, the hardware piece is, I would say, pretty close to 100% compliance and coming through the IT office to purchase. Software gets a little bit tricky. There are some softwares out there that we really don't have our hands on, and there can be multiple reasons for that. It's not to say we don't have visibility or we aren't aware of them. It just is a matter of they are commonly department or office centric, and they are deployed and integrated in a way that we don't necessarily have to have our hands on them to understand them. And they're commonly paid for out of those departments as well. So in an overall compliance, as far as getting them over to using IT in order to implement hardware and staying on schedule and all of those things, it's been really nice to work within the county on that. And it seems like the county has gotten used to it and actually relies pretty heavily on those on that information, those numbers from us on a yearly basis as well.
Yep, that's great information. And then there's what I heard you say between the lines is there's not a reason to go back and have IT managing those smaller administrative or department specific kinds of things.
I don't think there is at this point. I know I work with the auditing office annually as well when they have the external auditors come in, and there's some software contracts. I would say probably 90% of software contracts we can pull, and we have the information that they're looking for. The other 10% really are kind of department-centric, and they've been implemented and they've been run so long through the department that I don't feel like it's necessary for the IT business group to get in and start kind of disrupting the way the business runs because of those or the
okay.
way they work.
So it sounds like we have enough policy to cover to keep the bad stuff out and the good stuff running.
Absolutely, we do.
Okay, thank you.
Good. So we show a 35K. You've told us a potential savings that could negate that to zero, or are those potential savings that you were discussing earlier already on the sheet that I have that was generated today? At least it's in my O drive.
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
Yeah. So that's potentially that could almost go to zero with those potential changes in cost and overhead.
And the overall.
Yeah, you go down in this 35K down there. Or were those things discussed already entered?
From our side, those things haven't displayed right now that was submitted.
They have not.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, because they're not concrete yet.
Yeah, if it was a little bit more firm on that, then we could update that. So that'd be something that we'll just monitor with.
Monitor towards going to
the
final.
With Steve there on if we have a little more concrete, you know, evidence with that, that will do, then yeah, we can.
Okay.
We'll adjust that accordingly.
Wow.
Yeah, and Mr. Chair and Commissioners, Kyle, we should know before the end of July on that.
Okay, Perfect. How many PCNs do you have in your budget that are not employed? You don't have an employee, real-life human being?
That's a great question. So we have a gal starting on Monday. I want to say aren't we full staff?
GIS analyst.
We have thank you.
GIS
analyst, PCN is the only one not filled right now. So just one.
Just one. Mm-hmm. Wow, you're almost 100% staffed. Okay. All right. All right. Any other comments, questions?
I don't have any, Chairman. I think it's a great win that we've switched the tide to allow IT to work in that domain, and thanks to your team, we depend heavily on what it is that you do and the expertise on the people that are in that department. So thank you.
Yes, that's great.
I think it was even in the new building across the road, it was an absolute needed thing in a home run to have IT directly involved with that. So.
Oh,
for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
Any, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, any questions on the A side, on that A budget? Some of the ideas we've got moving forward, you want me to just continue to work with Marty,
yeah.
Director Marty on that?
Yes. Any other comments or questions?
I don't really have anything, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Agreed.
All right. Well, thank you, Steve. We'll take this under advisement and stuff it in there and
all right.
Hope for some good news by the end of the month.
Sounds good. Yeah, there you go. All right. Yeah, at least nothing increased, right?
Right. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. That took some work. But we appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. Right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Make a motion that we take a brief adjournment and get ready to start on the next one.
I second.
Great. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Let's take a pause. Thank you.